You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. That was Richard Marks right here waiting. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Wilbur, there's an apology tonight. We'll get into that a bit later on. Package, welcome back. How are you travelling?
Yeah, very good, Brett. Very glad to be back again. You know, this is about 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. Starting to build a nice little repertoire here on radio. It's nice.
Good timing too with Wilbur out of studio. We might just make a straight swap. Az, welcome back. How are you travelling? How's the rehab going? Week two in?
Good, mate. just been sitting on the couch this week, taking it pretty easy. You know how it is. Good to be back. Slowly working my way back up into the radio business. So
very good, very good. I'll just get it out of the way off the top. We need to talk about the quiz from last week. Hats off to Az. The quiz was probably the best quiz. Best quiz questions, best quiz host we've had. But there's been a protest, and I think that's why Wilbur is not in tonight. He said he's crook, but...
I'll be thinking that's what's happened to Brett. Like, Will's taking the cheap win, hasn't really worked through it with me, and, you know, hasn't fronted up today. So I think it's, probably held me ground from the week beforehand.
Doesn't want to face the music. I did listen back to the episode on SoundCloud. All episodes are on SoundCloud if you feel the need to listen to us again. I did listen, and he buzzed in one of the answers that was... the three of us buzzed in. Actually, this was you. You buzzed in and got a sympathy point, I think, of Az. I listened back. Clearly, I buzzed in first. This is why I don't like the buzzing in rule. But also, Wilbur didn't even get the points for that one, which a lot of people actually weren't happy about. He didn't get all three of the, was it the cricketers?
The three cricketers.
He struggled with that last one.
Yeah. A very amicable decision there.
Anyway. His lawyer couldn't make it with him tonight to front the music, so he turned the car around, I think. But anyway, moving on, he's not here to defend then. I think by not defending, he won't be on tonight. I'll be back in the hosting chair tonight, and Az will be making his debut, so we'll see what happens there later on. Still no phone patch in yet, but we'll get there eventually.
Still working on that one, are we?
Yeah, just still, you know, I at the best of times stuff up the buttons here, and probably don't want to give me too much control here at the station yet, being able to call people in and stuff. So anyway, we'll figure that out eventually. We'll do a quick cover off on COVID. What's news? Well, we're out of lockdown, but did I hear a case today? Or did I just imagine that?
Yeah, there was a case. One of the blokes that was helping out testing people at Moonee Valley has tested positive, and I don't think he's got any primary contact, so it is a bit of a worry. So
a mystery case, right?
Mm. Yes.
Exciting. It's obviously a bit more gradual, like coming out. Like, there's still limits, obviously. The square meter rules back. Imagine being in New South Wales, though. Like, I guess at least we're not... they're looking at another 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah, it was announced today that they're locked down for at least another 4 weeks. But when you get 55,000 people rocking up to the anti-COVID rally, it's probably not going to help them get kicked. It's not going to help them get rid of it anytime soon.
Not going to knock it on the head that quick. No, very good. Oh, the song theme too is back by popular demand, I must say. Now, if those who don't recall, I know we got an insight last week into Az's love for the Spice Girls, but the song theme this week is actually back to a year. They're all from the same year. They're all in the ARIA charts top 50. See if you can guess at home the year, and bonus points if you can get them in the order of popularity. That was Richard Marks. Off the top, that is the first one. Richard Marks, right here waiting. I can see the excitement.
Jeez, if it's from the top 50, it must have scraped in at number 50.
Oh, righto. Okay.
Can only get better.
We'll see. You'll have to wait to find out. Now, I did want to talk. We will talk a lot more Olympics after the break, but I did want to just chat the table tennis. I don't know, I just heard you both having a chat there before we got on air. It's someone that they're fourth in a row or fifth in a row table tennis competing and has lost at all of them. Is that right?
Yeah, I haven't looked into it too much, but yeah, I just know she got knocked out. I think it was yesterday. She made it to about the third round. But yeah, she's gone 20 years straight to the Olympics now for table tennis in Australia.
Yep.
So and yeah, no, it's
never sort of got the. But how old much she been now? She's still
46, I think they said. Yeah.
46.
Yeah.
Good on her. Yeah. Nah. You know, I don't think I'd have that hand-eye coordination at 46, but
yeah, no, it's good sport actually. We've been playing a bit with lockdown and everything. We've been playing a little bit at work, luckily, and I'm actually the champ at work, which is good. So yeah,
what a surprise! That is
too much ping pong, not enough tax getting done, I think.
yeah. I hope you're not charging by the hour.
All after hours, of course.
Yeah, of course. No, very good. On that, like as you mentioned, you're a fan of table tennis. I was going to throw it to you later, but might as well throw now. Your favourite Olympic sport? Mine personally, this is a bit simple, but the swimming, I like watching the swimming. There's rapid fire, you know, you get a medals on offer every, you know, well, in the final sessions, I have the heats in the final sessions, but, you know, there might be two or three in a session. Favourite sports? Do you have a, or even favourite of the new ones? There's surfing, skateboarding. What else is new?
Climbing.
Rock climbing.
Yeah. How do you think they've panned out?
Been watching a bit of the Olympics this week on the couch, and I'm going to say I don't mind the surfing.
Yeah.
I've been getting into the surfing a bit. A couple of the Aussies did all right. One, I think it was Owen Wilson, ended up with a bronze for Australia.
Owen Wilson.
Is it Owen Wilson?
Julian
Wilson, that's right.
Owen Wilson straight off the movie set onto the board.
Yeah, I didn't know enough about surfing, so anyway. I wasn't going to correct him, but I was like, I was great.
Look, I don't know too much about surfing, so.
You knew he got bronze, so yeah.
Yeah, the skateboarding, I'm not so sure about the skateboarding in the Olympics. It doesn't seem right to me.
Is breakdancing in there as well, or is that am I making that up?
It's coming in the next one. Yeah. But I thought it was this one.
Yeah, it might be this one. It's strange.
It's very strange. The swimming, the surfing, obviously. I don't know. I'm not. I watched a little bit of it too, and I'm no expert. But the waves didn't look to be, and I don't know if that's circumstantial where they were, but they didn't look like proper. I guess size you usually see at most surfing contests, but and the old they're not as good looking beaches Australia either. The stand was
It makes you sort of sit back and have a good look at how nice Australian beaches are. When you look at that, the water doesn't look as nice. The sand, not too much chop. We're pretty lucky.
We're a lucky country. Now, coming up, we will be talking more sport, more Olympics, a bit of AFL, a bit of local footy. Rugby union, we'll see.
Well, actually, there's been a fair bit of rugby union news this week. Well, I've actually got quite into it. It's a shame Wilbur isn't here.
It's a real shame. I mean, I'd love to hear from him. I'd love to just see everyone just... We're lucky we don't do it after the quiz, because if we finished on rugby union, we wouldn't make it to the after the third sponsor break. But that might come up. We might have a little carrot there from the package. Yeah, plenty of Olympics, plenty of sport. Don't forget the song theme. Don't forget to get on the Facebook page, Bantering with Brett. Just still Bantering with Brett. Still haven't changed it, maybe for a good reason. Get on there. Give us a like. Give us any feedback. But coming up right now, we have Tucker's Daughter by Ian Moss. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from neck or shoulder pain? Are you experiencing regular headaches or migraines? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Let's work together to get you living pain-free. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people will only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You'll also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au. Station
sponsor. Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Peter Cardamone from Cardamone Real Estate. I love my real estate. I also call the AFL footy.
Majacek off the ground. Aaron Hamble from Cunnington and Majacek made him pay.
But where I do my best work is in the Goulburn Valley area. If you're looking to buy, sell or relocate, visit cardamonerealestate.com.au and across Shepparton, Kyala, Maroopna, Talamba and Tatura and right across the Goulburn Valley area, you're in Cardamone country.
1FM sponsor.
Our Goulburn Valley is currently experiencing one of the worst mice plagues in recent history. And with the cold months upon us, these mice and rats are heading for the warmth of our houses, sheds and cars. They want to chew everything from food to electrical wires, not to mention the smell and disease they can bring with them. So now is the time to be proactive and call Jason's Pest Control. We have tamper-proof bait stations that use special baits which kill mice and rats but will not harm your pets. So stop mice dead. Call Jason's Pest Control. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. Got the package and thank you. He's just helping me with the buttons here. You would have thought I know what I was doing by now. Just making sure his mic on wants to be heard. Now, I did have a quick about the 50th correction from my 46 weeks on air, and that is it's not Owen Wilson. It's not Julian Wilson who got bronze. Julian Wilson is an Australian surfer, but he did not get bronze, but it was Owen Wright. So a more plausible mistake from Az there.
I'll check me facts next time before I go.
I'm not laughing as hard at Owen Wilson now because he did join two of our surfers' names and he had the right initials, so...
Yeah, no, we should get around Az. Get around the Aussie boys and girls. That's all that matters. Get around the Olympics.
That's it. Now, that was their who was that? That was Ian Moss before the sponsor break there with Tucker's Daughter. So that's song two of the song theme, the much-loved song theme. And first song off the bat was Richard Marx with... Gee, I'm already forgetting the songs. They must have been absolute crackers. He was with Right Here Waiting. So if you're playing at home, remember song, year and order of their popularity. One more to come. So stay tuned for that. After some more chat, we'll get into some footy. We'll get back to the Olympics. But I wanted to talk local footy. We're back, but not back this week. Is that right? The KDFL?
Yeah, back into it. By this week, I think, for the league, and then a few games the following week. I know we're not playing the following week, but I think there's five rounds left to go, four or five, I'm pretty sure. So yep. Hopefully restrictions ease a bit and we can get crowds back to the footy and back to normal again, hopefully.
Yeah, it makes it hard without crowds, I think, for... Well, a lot of the local clubs.
I couldn't see any local clubs that'd be able to survive without the crowds, just with having the gate fees and the canteen and things like that. Just that's what they need to survive, sort of thing. So it's a smart move by the league, because I'd say the clubs would have been up in arms about it if they were being forced to play without crowds.
Yeah, yep. And we've, I think, Turkey, we've got to buy the week after as well, correct? Of the
So we actually don't even play again until the 14th of August. So we've got a whole month off footy. So we're pretty much going to have to do another preseason just to get ready for the last three games.
We might have to take up rugby union or something, or, you know, a different code.
Table tennis, maybe.
Oh, it's more enthralling than union. So that's
probably get more fitness out of table tennis than rugby union anyway.
Another good point. It's probably takes more courage to play as well.
Definitely.
Rugby union players that happen to be listening out there. Okay, that's enough on local footy then. A bit of a non-event, but it's going to become an event, hopefully. On to the AFL. Did want to chat about that quickly. The Doggies knocked off Melbourne. Looked impressive, I think. The bad thing about being recorded, I was about to say, pretty sure we called that last week, but I don't know if I do want to fact check that on SoundCloud. But 20 points, the Dogs. What are your thoughts? Are they legit yet, or are we still not quite convinced? Or?
I think we start to look at them as a real contender now. I think they've been up there all year, and, you know, knocking off Melbourne, who's been a quality side all year. They're going to be hard to beat in September, I reckon.
Mm.
Only 4 points in it during the last quarter, though, so I'm still not too sold on them. I reckon Geelong are clear favourites at the moment.
Yeah.
And Sydney are a real big smoky. Sydney are looking pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Sydney, 4 wins in a row. Best winning streak in the league with the Cats, 4 wins in a row. So both of them looking good. Melbourne, win, loss, win, draw, loss. And now to third. So
it's not a good form line, is it?
No, it's not. And they can't even go to the Snow Gin lockdown either, so they sort of don't have much options as supporters. Then Brizzy, Brizzy have only won 3 of the last 5 as well, so they're not necessarily flying. A loss to the Saints and a loss to Richmond in the last 5, so I'm not convinced on them either, really.
I'm almost writing them off, I reckon. They're going to shambles. Like, all right, they had a 70-point turnaround against Gold Coast on the weekend, but, you know, Gold Coast are known for fizzling out pretty quickly after half time, sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we nearly burned Port last week. We thought about it. We parked that. Port are now in a fourth. They did knock off the Pies, so probably, you know.
easy beat there.
I'm happy to put Brisbane in. Are we happy to put a line through them?
Yeah, I reckon. After their performance on the weekend, I think
they're done.
I think we can nearly write them off.
Righto, Brisbane are in the burner. We're down to... That brings it down to 5 teams. So we've got the Dogs, Cats, Melbourne are still... Oh, gee, they lose a couple, they'll be in. And then the Swans, they're the teams we're still got faith in. We're getting to that time of the year where we don't have to burn every week because there'll be none left. But, I don't think Brizzy can win it either. I'm pretty happy with that.
Who do you think can win it, Brett? Who would your favourite be?
Geelong have to be. Yeah. They made it last year. They are unassuming. They just, without realising... They're all of a sudden second on the ladder, 14-4. I really rate them. I don't know how they fit it all in the salary cap. I don't know if there's outside payments. I don't know what it is. No, they just, some of those ones that have been there longer, like Selwood and all that, must be on a fairly trim salary for them to get Cameron in and Isaac Smith, Higgins. None of them would have come that cheap, I don't think.
Yeah, well, I reckon, you know, they're notorious. Like, it's been pretty well publicised this year that they're very old and things like that. So you think that a few of them older boys, if it is going to be one or two, this is their last or second last year, they might be happy to take a bit of a haircut just to go out with the glory.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, Tommy Hawkins is another one who probably could get a lot more. And, yeah, he's probably like Joel Selwood, getting, you know, not as much... I don't know. I just think it's interesting there. So that's who I rate. Other than that, I am starting to believe in the Bulldogs a little bit. And Port, I know they've been up and down, but no, Billy's shaking his head at me.
No chance for Port.
No chance. No. So you nearly would have happily burned them this week.
I would have burned them a month ago.
Oh, jeez. Fair enough. We'll move on. That's enough footy for the week. We'll just switch back. Switch back to the Olympics. It's probably...
Oh, damn, I thought we were switching back to the rugby union.
Oh, not yet. Just hold on waiting at home. Hold on. If you're really just hanging on for that rugby union, we will get it. We've got an obligation. Even though Will's not here, we will get to some rugby union. Ariane Titmus, we have to mention her, really, don't we? Two out of two, the much... I'd go as far as saying the contest between her and Ledecky's fizzled. It's an easy win.
Yeah, no, another gold today to Ariane, so... And only 20 years old, so she's definitely got a bright future ahead of her in the for the Aussies.
I saw Ledecky won the 1500. Is that right? And she went to tears, like, because she's like, I think she thought Ariane was going to take all her medals, but she wasn't in the 1500, so couldn't do it. But I don't know. It's good when it's a bit like Chalmers came on the scene when he was 18. 4 years ago. I think she's the find of this Olympics, but probably a bit better. There's still, I think she's in two more events against Ledecky, so who knows there. Do you want to talk about a bit about the water polo? Now, I found myself watching it. It is just tiring to even watch. It's hard work.
Looks like a very tough sport. I can't even swim 50 metres, let alone and beat up against some big Croatian men in a pool for 40 minutes or however long they play for.
Yeah, it's a fair effort. Billy just ominously moved into the mic. I thought he was going to say something. Sorry.
Oh, no, I didn't have too much to add on the water polo. I haven't been watching it too much, except that it does seem very tiring. They are quite big boys, but I just don't understand how you sort of wake up in the morning and think, yeah, you know what, water polo is for me.
Water polo is my sport. I don't know. I can't believe how rough it is. Like, definitely rougher than rugby union.
It's a big win, but for the Aussies, they're nearly calling that the upset of the
The men's so or the women's?
In the men's, yeah, last night.
Okay, so they won last night in the men's.
Yeah, against Croatia. So highly fancied Croatia, who are, I think they finished silver at the last Olympics. So to knock them off last night was a huge win. And
gee.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, because I saw, the women beat, I think, the Dutch that might have been 2 nights ago, or 2 days ago. So, that's positive. The women's soccer's through. Soccer can be an enthralling game sometimes when it's just passed around defense and there's no one doing anything. It was hard to watch. I watched the end of the US game. Both teams wanted a draw, and the draw got them through and didn't change their ladder position. So it ended up being...
It's not many sports that go for 90 minutes and no one scores, is there?
It sounds a bit like a fifth test in a series of dead rubber, to be honest.
Well, that's what it was like, because America couldn't go higher and Australia could if they won, but they were also through if they drew or lost. So they'd already figured that out. So that was interesting. But we're through to the quarters. I think we have Great Britain in the soccer, so... That's probably a tough ask. Ash Barty out in the doubles today as well. Not probably her tournament. Her and Storm Sanders playing, they're out. A bit disappointing.
Well, you would have gone in, like, as an Australian, you would have gone in and think, you know, we've probably got something wrapped up there with the tennis. Like, Ash Barty's been playing unbelievably in the Grand Slams and things like that. And then I don't even know where the bird that beat her was ranked.
She was 48th. Yeah. And she wasn't too bad, but like 48th, again, you expect Ash Barty to get the chockies there. But
I think she might have, I think she's had a big couple of months with the Wimbledon.
Big schedule.
And yeah, I think she might be just time to have a bit of a spell for a bit and recoup and get back into the next tournament, I think.
Yeah, she does. She seems to be inconsistent a little bit, like just with, like, even French Open, she was out in the second round after a pretty good Oz Open, so pretty up and down. But, you know, it's the elite level of sport. You've got to be on when you're to win the game. Osaka's out of the tennis too, just a quick note on that. What I was happy to see, I have faith in the Australian population, the viewership. I keep an eye on TV ratings, and I'm usually a bit flat when I see The Bachelor really high or Married at First Sight very high. The Olympics is absolutely dominating. Over a million viewers last night. Survivor next best in that time slot at 600,000, so it's nearly doubled it. So I've got faith in society again. Good to see that, you know, The Bachelor and that are struggling with ratings. Not that you wish ill will on anyone. I think that covers the Olympics, actually. Do we, any rugby union to speak of? Do we have any?
Look, there's pretty big news. You know, Quade Cooper's been recalled to the test squad, so that's pretty big news for rugby union, but I think that's probably the only thing that's happened in rugby union in the last 5 years, so we'll probably move on now, I'd say.
Yeah, that is perhaps the most succinct and precise rugby union update we've had on the show this year. I think you should continue in that role from now on, Package. Coming up, we have... we have the last song of the song theme. Don't forget that. And more importantly, coming up after the song and the sponsors, we've got the quiz. It's the Package verse as today. He's untried. It's his debut. So we will see how he travels along. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Have you heard of Jan's Beehive in Shepparton? Well, now you have. Next time you're in town, do yourself a favour and visit the store at 171 Corio Street, right opposite the old Fruitworks. You will be amazed at what you might find. From retro collectibles to lots and lots of kitschy secondhand goods. You'll also discover a massive range of totally unique gift ideas, including plenty of amazing handmade local crafts. So next time you're in town shopping, why not pop into Jan's Beehive at 171 Corio Street, Shepparton. You'll also find them on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Come in and discover the Albury Antiques Fair in High Street, Shepparton. Browse through our huge selection of fine antiques as well as interesting contemporary pieces. Albury Antiques Fair, 159 High Street, Shepparton. Open Wednesday to Sunday.
Station sponsor.
Farmers. For the Goulburn Valley's best tractor and farm machinery repairs, spares and servicing, it's got to be Goulburn Valley Ag. With a direct-to-farm service and modern workshop, our team of fully qualified repair and service agents have the experience and know-how to get you back doing what you do best. Whether it's hay or tillage equipment, or tractors both large and small, GV Ag have the right solution for you. Put the number in your phone, 58325 500. That's 58325 500.
1FM sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
With only a handful of blocks left in the private estate of Freedom Place, Kyalla, it's time to act now to secure your retirement future in what will be the most sought-after address in the local area. Complete with a swimming pool, bowling green, gym, craft room, dance floor, library and much more, this over-50s village has only 39 villas, freehold titles and caravan storage beside your home. So make sure to come for a drive now and see how exceptional your retirement future can be. Freedom Place, 15 Janari Road, Kyalla.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Bantering with Brett and Wilbur. No Wilbur tonight. We've got the Package and As In, and coming up on the quiz, they are playing each other. Thank you for the feedback. Four's a crowd I'm getting. Three's the better format. That's... I have to think about that during the week.
To be honest, that has slipped my mind a little bit. It's been pretty good. I don't know if it's the threes the crowd or it's just who's missing. It's making the show a bit better. But you know, it has been a great show, very enjoyable so far.
Cracking show, best yet. Even someone saying. Now the song theme there. That last one was "The Look" by Roxette, and earlier on in the show we had "Right Here Waiting," and "Tucker's Daughter" by Ian Moss. Sorry, "Right Here Waiting" was by Richard Marx. Quick guess at the song year, lads.
1987.
I was going with 1984.
1992.
Ooh,
wow. Get my facts right. 1989. So pretty close.
Yeah, lucky 3 years out there.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you were closer than me. I would lucky that would have been another correction.
We don't want too many more today.
Yeah, we might get kicked off air. Now we did have. So in order, Ian Moss was 15 for 1989 with Tucker's Daughter. Richard Marx, Right Here Waiting, was 14th for the year. And Roxette with The Look was number 2 for the year in 1989. Bit of a trick. If you have been listening to each show, I've done the year 1989 before, just keeping everyone on their toes. Very good. Now, what we've been waiting for, the quiz. Sorry if you hear some shuffling around there, just getting the... quiz ready to go. Now we're buzzing in, correct? I'm not happy with that theme, but we're going to just run with that because that's what's been happening. One guess only. And yeah, this is no pressure here package, but you're still undefeated, I think, after last week's dispute. But
there might be an asterisk, but yeah, I'll take it.
Yep. Righto. Okay. Without further ado, we'll get cracking away. Now these gradually do get harder. It's from a paper, and I hope you didn't read the paper today, because otherwise this is going to be short-lived. Anyway, where we're going. The Simpson Desert is on which continent?
As? Australia.
Correct. Simple one to start off. As is.
Thought that might have been a trick one.
Yeah. No. Sorry, guys. Just shuffling around. as one, Bill. Righto. On a standard computer keyboard, what letter is between A and D?
Package. S.
Correct. What is the main language spoken in Mexico?
Paz.
Oh, I think it was just package.
Spanish?
Correct.
Oh. I had this question last night, actually, on the couch.
I was going to say, better not have been this morning in the paper. Otherwise, we're in strife. In which sport is Australian Ian Baker Finch a famous name?
Package. Hockey.
No.
As.
Yes.
Rowing?
Golf. What were the surnames of the comedy duo The Ronnies? Next, that was Barker and Corbett. Was the answer to that one?
See, I had Barker, I just didn't know Corbett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I thought so, mate. Yeah, fair enough. This just was dead silence. One of Kylie Minogue's earliest number one hits was Got to Be What?
Package?
Yep.
You?
No.
As?
Yep.
Love?
Got to be certain. Mm. Might have done better with the Spice Girls. The Battle of the Bulge was a major conflict during which war?
As?
Yes.
World War II.
Correct. To a piece score update. We're nearing halfway through. The questions do get hard. I'm getting nervous about the quality of this quiz. Which real-life astronaut was the inspiration for the name of Tim Allen's Toy
Package.
Story?
Buzz Aldrin.
Correct. The medical condition jaundice, I hope I've said that right, I think I have, takes its name from the French word for what colour?
Package. Yellow.
Correct. Question 10. Does an Arctophile.
No.
Oh, he shouldn't have done that. You can listen to the whole question now. Does an Arctophile collect toy boats, dolls, or teddy bears? One in three shot here.
Package teddy bears.
Oh, he's got it. What a useless bit of info.
Well, actually, I had a cousin that had that same thing, so I'm actually a bit close to my heart, that question.
Yeah, okay, fair bump, play on. At Atlanta in 1996, who became the only male runner to win the 200 metres and 400 metres at the same Olympics? Michael Johnson. What hit song by Queen features the lyrics, "A built-in remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy"? Nothing? Okay.
No.
Killer Queen. In which TV series did the lead character have frequent therapy sessions with psychiatrist Jennifer Malfi, played by Lorraine Bracco?
Package?
Yep.
House of Lies.
No. I'll give you a hint. I'll let you both back in because you didn't get the hint. Massive, probably one of the most critically acclaimed shows ever, nearly, a HBO show. And the lead actor of the show's now passed away. Am I doing anything? With mobsters. It circles around mobsters.
Oh, package. The Sopranos.
Correct, yeah. I don't know if I should pay that, actually. That's a bit too much in there. I'll have a think about it. We'll see if it gets close later on. In which TV series did the lead character... Oh, that's that question that I just read.
No, read it again.
Yeah.
You might go a bit Sopranos. Better. Might go a bit... Well done, Anz. That's a point. The federal electorate of Grey covers more than 90% of which state or territory?
As. South Australia.
Correct. Ca is the chemical symbol for which element?
Baggage.
Yep.
Carbon.
No. Calcium. In what film series does Megan Fox play Michaela Baines?
As?
Yep.
Neighbours?
No.
Did you say TV show or did you say movies?
In which film series?
Oh, package, Transformers.
Correct. I hope I didn't say TV series, otherwise I've stitched up there. Or stitched as up. Which Shakespeare play features the expression milk of human kindness? Yeah, now that's next question. That was Blinken, right. No, I've just read the answer for the next question. It was Macbeth. cracking quiz tonight. The centre of a major coffee-growing area, Goroka, is a town in which country?
As. Thailand? Oh.
Was that not right?
No, it's not right. He's gone the...
Brazil.
Papua New Guinea. Okay, we're up to the stumper, the last question. This one's worth, 4 points if you can get it. Let me just read it. No, it's a terrible question. I'm going to give the win to Billy. Well done, Bill. 5.
There we go,
six,
boys.
6-4. So, did come down to why. I'm a bit disappointed with that quiz. I've got to do better. Back to the drawing board.
Well, hopefully this the whole the New South Wales Vic border opens up pretty soon, because I'm quite excited for your dad to come down to challenge the quiz. I have heard he's throwing a bit of shade.
Yeah,
Brett, I'm excited.
He didn't take kindly to the keyboard warrior comment made on air last week. So he's pretty filthy with that, to be honest. So and he's gone silent since, so I'd be worried if I was you. I'd be very worried.
Just reading all the Trivial Pursuit questions, just getting ready.
Oh, no. on this day, quick on this day, Damien Drum's birthday, born in Shepparton. Obviously, local member here, turned 61 today, played for, who did he play for? Geelong?
Geelong.
From 1982 to 1989, and was Fremantle Dockers coach. Paul Kelly, AFL player. He was the captain of the Sydney Swans from 1993, tied in 2002, won the 95 Brownlow Medal. One on Paul Kelly. How about this one, guys? This you won't be able to get to sleep knowing this. First potatoes arrived in England from Colombia today, 1586. Big day. Nick Kelly movie premiered in Glenrowan, Victoria, 1970, the British production starred Mick Jagger in his first film role. There you go. And Ian Thorpe became the first swimmer to win 6 gold medals at a world championship in 2001. So, big day. Anyway, thank you, lads. Quiz, well done. Package, retains. We'll either figure out this phone thing or we need a new challenger next week. I don't know. Maybe, get on the Facebook page if you think you can change the package. We can tee it up. Lockdown's over. So if you think you can challenge him, I mean.
And to be honest, Brett, welcome all challengers. I'm pretty confident that I'm going to hold the crown just regardless. So welcome all challengers.
I'm still not sure how I'm being convinced that you're a defending champ after last week. But
pretty dismal performance last week.
You got a sympathy point. If you listen back, you were third to Buzz and Az let you in for that.
But you're only as good as your last quiz, and I was pretty good tonight, so that's what I'm focusing on.
And I guess when you're on song, you sing a mighty good song. I will give you that. That's it for the show. Next week we'll see you all next week. We'll hopefully try to trim down the rugby union content. We sort of went a bit overboard on that tonight. But
cut back a bit on that, I think.
Yeah, we're refining things. We are. This is a project of ours, and we're trying to get better as we go. Other than that, stay tuned. We've got the Dutch program coming up with Martin and Margaret. We'll be here at the same time next week from 6 to 7. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.